بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Tonight, we are with another great hero, another great warrior, another great soldier of Islam, one of the Mubashshareen, who had given the glad tidings of the paradise, a great companion who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and he was pleased from this great companion, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sa'd, the son of Abu Waqqas, who is from the family of Zuhra, the same family that the mother of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes from. And for that, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas relates to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will all the time say, هذا سعد خالي فليرني أحد وأحدكم خالة. This is Sa'd, my uncle. Khal is the uncle that comes from the mother's side. And Am is the uncle that comes from the father's side. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will constantly say to Sa'd, this is Sa'd, my uncle. Let any one of you show me their uncle. In other words, he's proud that Sa'd is the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And does not mean the direct uncle to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is the brother of his mother, but he is from the family of his mother. And that's why they call him Khal. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum say that once we're gathering of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas will come and appear on us. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam will smile and say, this is Sa'd, my uncle. Let one of you show me where the uncle is. In other words, this is my uncle, a unique man. Let me see which one of you has a better man than Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he grew up in a very rich family. And he was a teenager when he became a Muslim. He became a Muslim at the age of 18. And some narrations say 17, other narrations say 19. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, from his teenagehood, was a wise man. Did not occupy his time with the foolish things that teenagers do take and occupy the time with. He was a teenager, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the law of wisdom and very smart. And he occupied his time what benefits him as a person and benefits him in his life. And that's why Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a good and unique trade. It was to sharpen the arrows and spears. That was the job of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a very good arrow thrower. And inshallah we'll come to that. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became a Muslim, and he was one of the first and absolutely first people to become a Muslim. And that's why he said, by Allah, I was the third of Islam on one stage. I was the third of Islam at one stage, it was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr, and it was Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an. And he did not include Ali, because Ali was a young kid at that time. And did not include Zayd bin Haritha, is because Zayd bin Haritha was like a mawla to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and did not include Bilal because he was a slave. So at one stage he said, I was the third of Islam, and I was the third of Islam from the men, radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'd. When he became a Muslim, Sa'd was very dutiful and kind to his mother. And he used to love his mother so much, and his mother used to love him so much, that he was very obedient. And it was an example to a lot of children about his obedience to his mother. When Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim, his mother got so upset and sad of him leaving the religion of his forefathers. So she told him one day, Sa'd, what's this religion that you're following? He said, I'm following the religion of Muhammad, the religion of Islam, the truth about Allah Azza wa Jal, and the truth about this deen, Islam. So his mother said, Sa'd, by Allah, I would not eat or drink, and I'll die from starvation until you leave the religion of Muhammad, or else I'll die, and I'll be upset when I die from you, and people will start blaming you for my death. So Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his mom or mother, listen to what Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. A saying of a man that his heart is being dipped with iman. He said, oh mother, by Allah, if you had 100 souls, and I see every single soul come out of you one after another, it would not make me leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh mother, by Allah, if you had 100 souls, and I'll experience every single soul coming out one after the another, this would not make me leave an inch of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he knew his success in this world, and the hereafter is by following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But at the same time, Sa'd felt bad in a way that he's disobeying his mother, because Islam calls to obey your parents, and to be kind to your parents, and to be dutiful to your parents, and never make them hear what they dislike, only on what disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told this to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah azza wa jal says and revealed in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطَعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah Almighty revealed in Surah Luqman that we had ordered the human being to be dutiful to his parents. His mom carried him for 30 months. So obey Allah and obey your parents. And if your parents order you to associate another Lord with Allah, say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the worst sin that a mankind could ask another mankind to do, which is to associate another Lord with Allah Azza wa Jal. And if your parents ask you and order you to associate another Lord with Allah, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then obey them. Do not obey them, and then listen to them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُفًا, but be gentle and friendly towards them. So you don't obey them in what they order you to disobey Allah, but you do not obey them in a gentle way, in a friendly way, in a nice way, in an acceptable way, even with a smile. But this does not ever give you the rights to ever abuse your parents or assault your parents or give them dirties or look down at them or turn your back away from them or swear at them. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Allah mentioned the worst sin. The worst sin that mankind could commit, which is to associate another Lord with Allah. So what do you do in return? Don't obey, but be friendly and kind to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that because of the incident of Sa'd, and this applies on the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, O mother, if I experience 100 souls coming out of you, one after the other, this would not make me leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu ta'ala the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love Sa'd. And his love to Sa'd was distinguished among the companions. Once one of the wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, one of the wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam at one time, at one night, he said, he asked Allah, oh Allah, send me one of my companions that will guard me tonight. Oh Allah, send me one of my companions that will guard me tonight. Few moments later, a man appears, coming near the door of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will open his door and see and find Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will ask Sa'd, oh Sa'd, what made you come at this time of the night? So he said, O Prophet of Allah, I came to guard you. I came to guard you and stand and to protect you, O Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and got happy that his wife radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she said that I felt the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being deep in his sleep. Yani she means that he slept very comfortable that night. And night after a night, Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu will guard the house of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, that Allah will protect you, O Muhammad. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his head out of the window when this verse was revealed, and he told Sa'd, O Sa'd, go back home, Allah is protecting me now. Go back home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting me now. Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the 10 companions who were given the glad tidings of the paradise in this world. And when we say the 10 companions who were given the glad tidings of this world, it does not mean there were only 10 companions. But those 10 were given the glad tidings to the paradise at once by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's a lot more other companions who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned and said they are into the paradise from this world. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that we were around the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam one day, and then the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam looked up. It's like he's hearing some whispers. It's like hearing some whispers or something that's coming to him and saying something to him. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now a man from the people of the paradise will enter the mosque. Now a man from the people of the paradise will appear. So they all looked, and it was Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come into the mosque of the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam. As the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam said, now a man from the people of the paradise will enter the mosque. It was Sa'd. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And there's other ahadith that mention that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas is from the people of the paradise. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as I said, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him so much that his love was distinguished. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and as it was a saying back then with the Arabs, they say, Fidaka bi abi, or fidaka bi ummi, or fidaka bi abi wa ummi, that I'm willing to sacrifice my own mother and dad for you. I'm willing to sacrifice my own mother for you. Or I'm willing to sacrifice my own father for you. I'm willing to sacrifice both mother and father for you. And the companions used to say that a lot to one another, and they used to say it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say it back to them, but he's never ever combined both mother and father in one saying only to one companion, or Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He usually either say, I'll protect you with my, or I'll protect you with my father, or I'll protect you with my mother. But to Sa'd, he said, I'll protect you with both my mother and father. Ali ibn Abi Talib says that I've never heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Fidaka bi abi anta wa ummi, I'll protect you with my mother or my father. Only to Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was in the battle of Uhud, when Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was protecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and was throwing the arrow. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the best people to throw the arrow, and he was the first man in Islam to throw the arrow in Islam. Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man and first companion to throw an arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِنَ بِهَا لَيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The whoever starts a sunnah, whoever starts a good sunnah, he has got the rewards of it. And the rewards of everyone that does the sunnah to the day of judgment. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all those rewards for every arrow being thrown in the path of Allah to Sa'd, for him being the first man to throw the arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was protecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was a very, very precise and strong arrow thrower. He was one of the best. That when he was protecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a mushrik, a non-believer, who was throwing the arrows at the believers, and he killed so many believers. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed an arrow to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas that wasn't even sharpened. An arrow that wasn't even sharpened. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Irmi Sa'd, or Sa'd, throw it. Fidaka bi abi anta wa ummi. I'll protect you with my own mother and father. So Sa'd threw the arrow that wasn't even sharpened and hit the forehead of that mushrik and made him die and collapse on the ground. Radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'd. In the battle of Badr, Sa'd was one of the rare and small number of the companions that saw the angels. Saw the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to support the believers. We know the story of the battle of Badr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended over 1,000 angels to protect the believers and to fight with the believers. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, by Allah, I saw two great warriors wearing white garments on them standing around the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Never seen them before, never seen them after. It was Jibreel and Mikael. Another great quality of Sa'd, who was a man that if asked Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept his dua. لو أقسم على الله لأبرة. If Sa'd asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, Allah Azza wa Jal gives it to Sa'd. And it was very well known to be the companion who Allah accepts his dua. And Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, ask Allah to make me mustajab al-da'wah, to make me from those ones who Allah does not reject my dua and Allah Azza wa Jalla accepts my dua. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma saddid ramya wa ajib da'wata. O Allah, make his throwing of the arrow very straight, and O Allah, accept his dua. O Allah, accept his dua. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Sa'd, أطب مطعمك تكون مستجاب الدعوة. O Sa'd, eat halal food and only eat what's lawful, and accept for yourself what's lawful, and only earn what's lawful. Allah will accept your dua. Allah will accept your dua. That people will be scared when they argue with Sa'd, that Sa'd will make dua on them. Once Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu disagreed with Sa'd over a small issue, And of course the companions used to disagree, but their disagreement does not reach to hate one another or turn their backs from each other or doubt one another or look down at each other. Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his hand. Sa'abdullah Mas'ud will hit his hand and say, make dua for me for the good, but don't say anything bad. And every time Razi says, make dua good for me and don't say anything bad. They were afraid from the dua of Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an. At once, Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu prayed Salatul Jum'ah and he walked out and he saw a big number of people gathered in the market. So he asked around, what's going on? So they said, there's a man that's swearing at Ali and Talha and Zubair. And the reason that he's swearing at them is because he considers them as being those ones who started the fitna among the companions. So Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, by Allah, how could you swear at someone that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away and pleased from? Do not swear at them. So that man told him, who are you to say that? So Sa'ad said, by Allah, I'll make dua on you. So the man said, are you trying to threaten me? So Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and made wudu and prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal. Moments later, a camel came running and collapsed that man that swore at those companions in the presence of people. Radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'ad. He was assigned by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be the minister or the person in charge of Iraq, especially of Kufa. And Kufa was that city before Baghdad, was that city that used to be considered the capital city of Iraq. And Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a humble man, very humble, very respected. Fees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent companions to check out, to see, are people happy from their leader, to make sure everything's going right. So this companion went and started to ask the people of Kufa, what do you think of Sa'ad? So everyone said, good. Wallah, only good we hear from him, only good we see from him, only good he gives us, he's a very good man. Until he came to one of the mosques, a man by the name of Usama bin Qudada gets up and says, by Allah, this Sa'ad, he's not just when he makes a decision. He does not even participate in the war. And he doesn't even know how to pray. Subhanallah, Sa'ad doesn't know how to pray. Yes, he does not even know how to pray. So the news came to Umar ibn Khattab. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu took Sa'ad away from the leadership. Not for the sake, he doubts him, just for the sake of fitna. So Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua on that man. And he said, oh Allah, make that man, if he's saying, oh Allah, if this man said the false about me, oh Allah, make him live a long age. And make him live a poor life. Oh Allah, make him lose his sight. And oh Allah, put him in the corruption and affliction. Later on, it's been narrated that this man, Usama bin Qutada, lived over 80 years old. And lived a very, very poor life. He lost his sight. And used to go around in an old age to go around and pervert women and steal things. That people used to tell him, oh old man, fear Allah. What's this actions that you do? It does not suit you at that age. He said, but Allah, the dua of Sa'ad hit me. The dua of Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu hit me. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, the man with the great opening. At the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was the time of the great openings of the great empires, the Persian and Roman Empire. And the news came to the Muslims, to Umar ibn Khattab, that the Persian Empress is preparing a massive great number of his army to come and attack the Muslims. And he prepared an army of over 250,000 soldiers. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu prepared an army that did not even go over the number of 30,000 companions. And he wanted to be the leader of the army. So he walked out and he assigned behind to look after Medina in his absence, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. So while he's in the beginning of his journey, to go and fight the Persians towards the Qadisiyah, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, one of the great companions that inshallah will hear his story very soon, told Umar, oh Umar, how about if you go and you stay there for long? Who's going to really look after the issues of the Muslims? It's not a wise idea for you to leave Medina and go. So Umar al-Khattab accepted the advice of Abdul Rahman bin Auf. And he asked the companions, then who should I put in this position to lead the army? So every companion started to think. Until Abdul Rahman bin Auf said, by Allah, I found him. By Allah, I found him. It's that man that's like the claws of the lion. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. That man that's got the claws of the lion. Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's the one that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away and was pleased from. So Umar al-Khattab said, by Allah, he found him, Abdul Rahman. And then Umar ibn al-Khattab will order Sa'd to lead the great army with a great opening. And he told him, oh Sa'd, don't be deceived that you are the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you do. And fear Allah on the trust that you've been entrusted with this Muslim army. And then he'll tell him, ala barakatillah, may Allah bless your journey. And Sa'd ibn Waqqas will go towards Iraq. And he'll open a city one after another, until the big massive clash happens between the Muslim army and the non-believers of Persia. 250,000 of them against 30,000 or even less of the army, of the Muslim army, Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. And then the war will go for 3 days, one day after another, until the victory was to the believers and the Muslims. The victory was to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And the famous story of Rustam, who was the general leader of the Persian army, will ask Sa'd ibn Waqqas to send him one of his men so he could speak to him. So Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu will send Rabi ibn Amir, one simple, humble, firm, brave companion, one of the normal soldiers from the soldiers of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not an amir or general or leader, just an ordinary soldier. He sends him to go and speak to Rustam, and he'll arrive to Rustam, and he'll enter the great and massive tent of Rustam, and then he'll tell him, who are you? So he says, we are the followers of Muhammad. What do you want? He said, جئناكم لنخرج العبادة من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى ساعة الآخرة ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام. We came to you to take away from the worship of the creation to the worship of the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the tawiness of this world into the vastness of the hereafter, and from the injustice of all religion to the justice of Islam. To the justice of Islam and the early religion Islam. So Rustam, when he heard those words coming out of the humble Arabian, the humble Muslim, he told him, are you their leader? He said, no. Are you one of their generals? He said, no. Are you one of their amirs? He said, no. Then what are you? He said, I'm just an ordinary soldier from the soldiers of Sa'd. So he was amazed. If this is just an ordinary soldier, then how about their leaders? Then how about the amirs? Then how about the generals? Rabi ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala an. 3 days, and then was the great opening of Persia. Was the great opening of Persia in the Battle of Qadisiyah. A great battle that the Muslims remember to this day. And then Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived to the capital city of the Persian Empire, into a house, into a massive palace. They used to call it the White House. He entered the White House and he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a prayer thanking Allah Almighty for the great victory. Radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'd. He lived to the age of 80. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu experienced the khilafah of Abu Bakr, and experienced the khilafah of Umar, and experienced the khilafah of Uthman, and experienced the khilafah of Ali, and the fitna that happened at that time. And Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he did at that time, at the time of the fitna that happened between the companions, he isolated both, and he left Medina, went outside Medina, and lived on his own, so he does not involve himself in the fitna. That later on Muawiyah told him, O Sa'd, why don't you stand up and fight for that fitna, fight against that fitna? So Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Muawiyah, how can I fight someone that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is like Harun to me. He is like Harun to Musa. Ali is like Harun to Musa, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is putting Ali as the example of Harun and putting himself as the example of Musa. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. There is no prophet after me. There is no prophet after me. So radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'ad, and then Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at his last years of his age, he lost his sight, and one of his children told him, "Oh father, why don't you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring your sight back to you?" So he said, "I would rather accept the divine destiny of Allah than asking Allah Azza wa Jal to bring back my sight." And when he was on his deathbed, he told one of his children to bring him a thick garment. That his son told him, "Oh father, what will you want to do with this thick garment?" He said, I fought in the battle of Badr with this garment, and I kept it to this day, so I could be covered by this garment. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the year of 55 Hijrah, of an age of 80, and then he was taken to Medina, and he was prayed on in Medina, and then he was buried in the Baqi'. The Baqi' is just the graveyard that's only a few meters away from the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was called the graveyard of Al-Baqi', and that's where most of the companions were buried. Al-Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried in the Baqi' radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'd. هذا خالي فليرني أحدكم فليرني أحدكم خالة. This is my uncle, and let one of you show me who is their uncle. This is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshaAllah, next week we'll speak about another companion who was also from the Mubashareen fil Jannah, who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and gave the glad tidings that he's from the people of the paradise, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. دمر الكفرة والملحدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب والأبصار صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك، وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه، استخدمنا لدينك ورفع راية نبيك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you all for coming and listening, and inshallah we'll meet you once again on Thursday night.